Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Our continuing coverage of the deadly shooting yesterday, the death of Renee Good, the shots fired from Jonathan Ross. We've had really good guests so far from Chris Maddle, who's running to be the next governor of the state, longtime defense attorney Tom Heffelfinger, and now a man who was the longtime Hennepin County attorney and a frequent guest of this show, Mike Freeman. He's kind enough to join us. Mike was the Hennepin County attorney from 91 to 99 and again from 2007 to 2023. That means Mike Freeman judged thousands and thousands of cases, including an endless list of high-profile cases where, yes, a grand jury was consulted, but in the end, Mike Freeman had to make vitally important decisions on well-publicized case in the Times. Mike Freeman was praised, other times he was criticized. Mike, it's always a pleasure when you come on. Let me start with this. I know this isn't the same. Your access is not the same, but you have witnessed a lot of videos. You have a keen eye for this. What does Mike Freeman see when you judge the videos of what happened yesterday between 33rd and 34th on Portland?
I think what it says to me is that there's got to be a very thorough and transparent investigation so we really know what happened. I've seen what's been on the public television, and I've read the newspapers, and I've listened to your radio show. But having been a prosecutor for 24 years, I know there is still more information out there, including more video and witness statements. And that's why it's so critical to have a joint investigation, Minnesota BCA, highly regarded as professionals, and the FBI. And I understood that that's what started, and the FBI and the BCA were working together. Now suddenly the United States Attorney's Office in Minnesota has dismissed their joint efforts. And I'm saddened with that because I think that means we get a less thorough investigation and we get less transparency, neither of which is good.
If it stays this way and it is only the federal government, and in the end we know the power the president has, will you trust the decision which comes from the federal government?
I think not trusting the FBI with their competent agents is problematic and troubling. But it is also very troubling to me to hear the President of the United States and Secretary Nomes prejudge this case based on a quick review of one video. You can't do that. You've got to have all the video. You've got to have the witness statements. And that's best put together when you have a joint effort. And I participated in joint efforts a number of times over my career as Hennepin County attorney, and I always appreciated the thoroughness. Sometimes they didn't have as much evidence as I would have liked, but at least I knew that the professionals on both the federal and state were working on it, and that is far preferable, and that is what usually happens.
So let me be very direct about what the president, Kristi Noem, said. Part of what they said, they just flat out lied yesterday. They just, anybody who's witnessed the video, they lied. Are you willing to go that far with me?
Well, I think you can see that as I understood, the president said that the vehicle ran over an office of an ICE agent. And that clearly didn't happen by any of the video that I have seen.
Zero.
So that is incorrect at the kindest.
So we had on last hour Tom Heffelfinger, who I'm sure you know, twice U.S. attorney for this state, twice appointed by a Republican president, George H.W. Bush, George W. Bush. He called the decision to tell the BCA that they will no longer be involved in this investigation. He called it a disgusting decision and extraordinarily disappointing. How do you react to that?
Well, first off, I have the same kind of respect for Heffelfinger you just said. And he was a great United States attorney, and I agree with him. I may not have done that word choice, but it's premature to judge this case now. It's very premature to do it before even all of the video evidence is put together. And you want to have a fully transparent a decision that we all can agree to is accurate, done by as many great people as you can. And it is unconscionable, in my view, for the FBI to try to do it alone. BCA and FBI have traditionally worked very closely together. That's the preferred way. And I see there is no reason for the feds to pull out or to kick the state out. No reason at all.
Okay. So for an individual who says this, Mike, this was a federal agent. This is a federal agent who fired the weapon, and the federal government should be in charge of this case. You say what to them?
No. That's like saying the only people who could investigate a state police officer, God forbid, shooting, would be the state. That just simply isn't the case. Most all of these agents, federal or state, are very reliable, very trustworthy, and pros. And you need all the help you can get. United States Attorney Andy Lueger and I worked very closely on a number of key cases together. I trusted him and he trusted me, and we trusted each other's law enforcement agencies. That's what's got to be done to have justice. And it appears that this present administration has cast aside the state, and this present administration has made knee-jerk conclusions that are not, as far as I can tell, based totally on fact.
Okay, let's play a hypothetical out. Let's say Mike Freeman is still the Hennepin County attorney today.
Don't do that to me, please.
Okay, but just in this brief hypothetical, I will. And you believe that Minnesota, as you've made clear, should be involved in this investigation. Would you still try to conduct investigation of this case?
Yes. I think that you can bring together Minneapolis police, you can bring the Hennepin County Sheriff's Office, you can bring the BCA, and you can do a capable investigation. But if the feds shut out witness statements, the feds won't let you have the information from the scene of the accident, it's very hard to do a thorough job. And it shouldn't be that way. It simply shouldn't be. We ought to cooperate in the interest of justice. We ought to cooperate in the interest of transparency. And I salute Governor Walz for not making a quick snap judgment. And I also join in his suggestion that the federal government should reconsider its decision of going it alone and that they ought to put the joint investigation back together.
I agree with that, but I want to go back to this part because I think it's very interesting. I think people wonder, and I can't ask a better guest, okay? So you're telling me you would at least start an investigation of this case and see what witnesses and what information you could have, and maybe at some point, if you're shut out by all the things that you need, and it's possible that would happen, that's when you would stop, but you would at least try to start an investigation.
Well, I believe the BCA has already started an investigation. They began immediately. So they have done some work and they have some materials. What I do not know is how much of the stuff was done by the feds, and they haven't shared it.
Yep.
And they've got to share it. And I'm hoping that calmer minds and fair people will get involved and make sure that the joint investigation returns. That's what we need to have. We must have.
When you have witnessed many officer shootings, and let me say, I believe the high number of police officers are excellent at what they do. I know you agree, but there are others who deserve scrutiny. That just happens, like every other job. What has been your view on policies of do not get in front of vehicles and do not shoot at moving vehicles?
I think the law is quite clear that officers should not shoot at a fleeing vehicle unless the person involved driving that vehicle has been involved and is a suspect in a felonious crime, a serious crime. There's no indication in my knowledge that this the tragic woman that was killed, or the woman who was killed in this tragedy, was involved in any way as a suspect in a felony crime. Accordingly, in my view, the officer should not have shot at the person unless he or she was objectively, reasonably fearful for their life. And that's not what I have seen in the film I've seen today, but I know there's more out there.
How do we judge that? Like, I understand precisely what you're saying. I've read about these policies now for DHS unless under extraordinary circumstances, you never shoot at a moving vehicle. Department after department across the country, don't be in front. But these are just split-second decisions, and I wish we could do anything to bring Renee Good back. But in that fact of adrenaline and decisions, and when people are saying, oh, it's easy for the two of us to have this conversation, you're at your place, I'm at the studio, whereas it's not that easy when you have to make this decision and you don't know what might be happening over the next 2-3 seconds.
Well, the United States Supreme Court has clearly said the standard is objectively reasonable and has discouraged the use of deadly force in anything other than the most extreme cases. Officers should be fully and completely trained for this. I do know that the Minneapolis police has undergone additional training on just these kind of situations and has vastly improved from earlier days. I know that State Patrol goes through that. I have no idea what all of these ICE agents have gone through in terms of training, but I would be surprised, frankly, that they have as thorough a training and as complete a training as the Minnesota police do, because so many of them have been hired so quickly, and the size of ICE agents, the numbers of them have grown so quickly. I'm just not certain they've had the same kind of training, but frankly, ICE and the FBI and the Department of Justice have got to disclose all of the training that these officers have had before we can decide whether that officer acted appropriately. And I would demand, if I were still in office, that they supply all that training data so we could review it.
I'm sure at some point we're going to hear those words from your successor, Mary Moriarty. Couple last points for Mike Freeman, who for 24 years was the Hennepin County attorney. What do you want to say, and I know you echo my words, we wish Renee Good was still here, but what do you want to say about her decision to park her vehicle in the way she did, and also the fact that she was attempting to leave the scene when those officers involved were asking her to stop and get out of the vehicle?
Well, as I think Chief O'Hara said, his officers are highly trained in trying to de-escalate a situation. The fact that the ICE agents jumped out of their car, ran up to her car, and told them to get the effing out of the car, that doesn't de-escalate anything. That increases it. And there's no indication that there was any officer that was in danger at the time they said that to her, but I'm certain she was frightened and scared about a police officer F-bombing her and grabbing her door like that. And that isn't de-escalation. That makes it worse. And from what I've seen of lots of video and other ICE incidences. They're not gentle. They are not de-escalating. They're escalating situations all the time. That's not good policing, in my view. And I guess I join with Governor and the mayor in suggesting that ICE should leave now.
You want ICE out of town?
I want ICE out of town. They haven't acted professionally, in my view. They're scaring all sorts of citizens, American, United States citizens, who they are racially profiling as illegal immigrants. We need to de-escalate all of this right now. And I'm following also what the governor said. Come on, we're Minnesotans. We've got to stay calm. We have a right to protest, and we need to do that, but do it peacefully. And let's not, the citizens should de-escalate, and so should all law enforcement.
Okay, it's a long year, but in November, voters in Hennepin County will select the next Hennepin County attorney. Do you want to tell us maybe who you might be endorsing at this point?
Not today.
Not today.
This is a day in which we need to discuss the tragedy in front of us very carefully and calmly.
Understand.
I'm glad to see that the present Hennepin County attorney just recently issued a statement saying that she's going to be talking with other Minnesota law enforcement and trying to explore ways to continue to suggest that a state investigation continue. I salute her for those efforts. I also salute the governor for suggesting and asking the feds to reconsider their decision, and let's put the two back together. Let's make it right. People make mistakes, but Mr. President, people in the DOJ, people in ICE, come on, step back, take a deep breath, de-escalate, and let's get a good investigation that's thorough and complete that we can trust, and let's do it together.
I wholeheartedly agree. Thank you, sir. I know you don't talk often, but I appreciate when you come on. Thanks for your time.
Good to talk with you. Take care.
Mike Freeman. Well, let's take a lot of texts. People reacting to all the guests we've had today, other information coming out today. You know how to track us down. 651-461-9226.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. see the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I don't ever want anyone to not give their opinion, okay? But I do want you to remember, and any amount of time you listen, thank you. But it could be my old station, it could be NPR, it could be The Current, it could be Jack. The average person listens for like 10 to 12 minutes, something like that. And then they get on with the rest of their lives. If within the 10, 12 minutes you listen, I know some people listen all day to any of those stations, including ours, and thank you. But you are the rarity. To just then leap to assume you've never discussed the issue during those 10 minutes is stupefying to me. I just don't get it. Like, in life, do you think that way? Like, if something doesn't happen in the 7 minutes you're focused on it, it must mean it's never come up.
Yes. 100%. All the time.
It's just...
I've never won the lottery, so no one wins the lottery, Chad.
Unbelievable. Don't have anybody on the other side. Our first guest on the show was Chris Maddle, who before this one, in the most recent high-profile case, in a case, by the way, where he's given me credit for supporting him the first day, Ryan Londgren, because I thought Moriarty was wrong from day one, and let me pat myself on the back, I was right. Not the only person. There are other friends, but I came out right away. Maddle, how many Republicans have we had on from Damoth, Maddle, Robbins, Pawlenty, Doubt? Arnie's probably an independent. Way more Republicans lately than Democrats. We tried again today to get Tom Emmer on. What a shock. We actually got a return. I wanted to hear about the dust-up with he and Angie Craig. He wants to go on where this is what happens. Butt kissing. This guy I worked on the grounds with, used to get along with. But I had the audacity last time to ask him questions and call him out when he wouldn't answer. So in the 5 minutes, if you don't hear someone, that doesn't mean it hasn't happened. Okay.
And keep in mind, for those who missed it, Maddle disagreeing with both Tom Heffelfinger and Mike Freeman,
yes,
about the BCA being held out of the investigation because, in large part, of the Londrigan case and bad experiences he had with the BCA.
Exactly. Great point. So we've had two people come on, and, I mean, Tom Heffelfinger savaged it.
Ooh.
Disgusting decision. Normally, he's very measured and reserved, okay?
he chastised you for not being rough enough.
Exactly. Me not being tough enough in the Trump administration. That's interesting.
You're very weak.
But Maddle said, I don't trust him. Maddle said, podcastable, Chad Hartman Show. By the way, big lefty that I am, I've said multiple times, if the election was today, and this is before Walls dropped out, if I had to vote, my vote right now would be for Chris Maddle. Okay? Could change when all the other Republicans can't even call out Donald Trump for the grossness. You're oddy. I mean, I can't. And by the way, if there are Democrats who couldn't call out the disgusting items that were said, just filth about Charlie Kirk's death, they'd be out for me too. Character should matter. It's just not that tough. Let's do this. Let's not fall too far behind, because Jason's ready. We're going to have a bonus Am I Wrong for Jason Russia, because you reminded me of this, and it's a tremendous one.
You are already on board. I don't even have to convince you.
Oh, no, no. I saw the Instagram, and you are so right.
Yeah, the committee talked about it.
I mean, this part of the committee had forgotten about it.
I'm sorry. Which part of the committee are you?
And then the committee reminded me, and I thought, thank you. Thank you. And then we're going to get into Trump's fixation on this state. Because Jason talked about that earlier. We can bat that around, because this is his bullseye. This is his place. And as another example saying, BCA, get out of here, is another example of Donald Trump paying very close attention to our little state right here. Really brief weather update, Jason, and plenty of text when we come back.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, yeah, he's here. Let me tell you, because our audience is big in Bulgaria.
Yep.
Bulgaria tonight, 5:06. Tune in on CNN International, Jason DeRussia.
So, 7 a.m. in Bulgaria.
7 a.m.
When I'm on CNN.
That is prime time, baby.
Huge. Huge. 6 a.m. in Spain.
Yeah.
It's going to be fantastic for the expats who wake up early all around the world getting my insight on
what's
going on.
Are you going to a studio or are you bringing this rinky-dink camera just to the St. Paul mansion?
I'll be from the home office.
Home office.
Home office.
So, the Grove.
We are in the Grove for another week.
Okay.
Until Seth goes back to NYU.
Okay.
Will they be watching in Ireland knowing that you're coming?
Yeah, they should.
Probably need to prepare themselves. What time will it be in Dublin at 11 p.m.?
Give them a little Irish accent while you do it. Oh, you know, I feel this way.
5 a.m.?
5 a.m. How about Guam? Like, I mean, can we find somewhere where it's like literally 3 a.m.?
Yeah. You know,
somewhere in the Atlantic Ocean.
I mean, I could have said no. I could have said no.
Yeah.
But, you know. I've learned
you're a people
pleaser. In life, you say yes,
yep.
And you never know what could come of it. I could be the new Scott Jennings on CNN International. You never know.
Here's my advice.
Which way should I go with this, you think?
Well, whatever I say, you'll change seven times until
probably then. During the interview, I'll change.
Okay. Let me try this, and then we're going to get to am I wrong, and then we're going to get to Trump's fixation on here. Tony DeCoppola's cry, legit or not legit?
Oh, he cried?
Didn't you see this?
No.
He's in Miami, where, by the way, he saluted Marco Rubio.
I did hear that.
Marco Rubio, the ultimate Florida man, we salute you. Are you? I mean, get out of here. I mean, That seems like something Care 11 did in the Majors Miles day.
There's a little person who's worked at the
gardening place in Lakeville for years, and you want to salute him.
You know, let's not forget that I interviewed Pete Hegseth's dad on this radio station.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm not going to call out Tony, considering my own guilt.
Fake.
My own guy.
I did not.
He had a very good interview with Tom Homa.
I agree with you 100%. Well, I will give him that, but it just...
You got
to
get...
He went
I will say,
to the like, tears
Don't you think
four
it's crazy,
times.
Though, that people, like, give the guy a week? My God. Like, one show, and it's like, it's been... He started Saturday.
Yeah, but I heard you. I was off. A guy who's lived a pretty good life himself...
Yeah,
talking about, I'm not going to have any of the elite guests. I'm just going to talk to you. And then last night, you know what he's doing in Dallas?
Jerry Jones.
He's flying around in a helicopter with Jerry Jones. That's a real Dallasian, whatever they are.
It's a little bit of marketing. It's what you do.
Okay, well, then you can't tell me you're not going to hang with the elites anymore.
You know.
And just go to the video. I mean, once, not twice, not three times, but four times. Okay, we have a little bonus.
You got to change something. Doing the same bid isn't working for CBS, so you may as well like try something.
Yeah, but you're the guy who tells me they still have pretty good numbers, all of them, right?
There's decent viewership, but it's not to support the expense of a worldwide news
organization. He's here tonight. Yeah. He could be listening to us right now. I'm sorry, Tony.
I tried to get him.
I figured.
I've been very supportive.
Yeah.
Come on, Tony.
I'm sorry. I didn't believe it. Carter was so disgusted.
At what?
Both of us are just like, I don't believe. I just didn't believe. It just seemed too calculated to me. I'm sorry.
The what part?
The crying.
I didn't see the
fighting off
you
the tears.
You guys watch clips. You are.
It was the Miami interview.
You watched. The whole.
It was
Have you
10
watched
minutes.
The full show, though?
I've watched. I did last night.
You watched
time. It. I'm praising
it. It's pretty good.
The Tom Homan interview.
Yeah.
Was good.
Yeah.
I'm giving him credit.
All right.
Okay, we have...
So we're taking Dave's time.
Yeah, because it's just a bonus one, and it's one where I wanted to be on the committee. But, I mean, go ahead.
Oh.
You'll never be on the committee.
I know. Wow.
You'll never.
It's hurtful. I think he would be an excellent member of the committee.
No.
It's you could be on my committee.
Thank you. I'm about to get off your committee on this one.
If anyone out there listening hasn't heard the news...
Yeah, here we go.
It is my birthday month.
Yeah! Happy birthday month, Jason DeRusha.
Thank you.
Entire month.
Oh.
Thank you.
You know, for a guy who's made a good living on social media, as all influencers do, me, it's all about me. I don't know if you know
this. I might go better than good.
I'm a very special individual.
Yeah.
This topped them all. This topped them all.
Thank you.
It is my birthday month.
So where should I go for dinner on my birthday? Oh, the last 10 years, I looked over the list. I've been to Mara and stayed at the Four Seasons. I've been to Maison Margiela and Demi. I've taken a 12-night cruise along the Mediterranean. What should I do, people? I don't know what to do. Oh, look at I've been to every nice place in the Twin Cities and beyond.
You came in for this.
One of the places I listed was Bina's. Another was a Timberwolves game. It wasn't that elite.
Courtside.
Well, you think I'm going to sit in the 200
section? Here's what the committee says.
All right.
Do what the rest of us do when we're trying to celebrate our birthday. You go to a place with a good bread basket. You sit down. You order water.
Yeah.
You start crushing bread and butter.
Yeah.
You tell the waiter or waitress when they come back, I need another minute on the menu. I'm not really sure yet. Come back. You finish off the basket and you skedaddle.
Uh-oh. We don't have it.
Oh, it didn't play. Hang on. Play it again.
Am I wrong?
There we go. Production value of this has really gone downhill.
Oh, we've heard garbage.
Where was it to start with? Hold on a second. We pride ourselves in the wacky soundbite. You want to defend yourself?
How many downloads does the Chad Hartman Show podcast usually get in a month?
18 million.
You're going to try to defend this by how many pod downloads you have?
35,000 views on this one video. Yeah. It's pretty good.
There's a lot of car accidents to get a lot of, you know.
The name of the game is engagement, my man.
That's it.
All right. So was this...
It is my birthday month.
Yeah.
You got to have a good hook right there that brought him in.
You got a hook.
Then the Instagram notification I got on this video is comments are blowing up.
It is my birthday month.
I believe it was brilliant. I apologize for nothing.
Yeah. You know what he calls that? Victory.
That was victory?
Yeah. Donald Trump is obsessed with Minnesota. Let's discuss in moments. Okay, I want you to explain again your idea the other day on how walls, after the election, okay, clearly Trump engaged with them a lot in the election, and whether it was
right.
How he acted, was it false valor, whatever it might be.
Sure.
Okay, from election day on, where Donald Trump
Walls sort of entered the stage by calling these guys weird, right? Like, that was part of how he got on the...
There's no
that
chance. There's no chance he's VP without that.
Agreed.
Weird, right? Yeah. Tell me how you think Walls should have reacted from that point on, because there's no doubt that Donald Trump is fixated on Minnesota. There are 2,000 agents here, and Walls has given him material with fraud, which I know nobody believes it, but both shows have talked about it. Dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of time and won't stop. So fraud's out there. But he's fixated on this state.
Yeah. I think that Walls did what most Democrats want, which is yell at Trump, bully the bully, fight back. And I do think it was a terrible miscalculation. He traveled around the country trying to be like there's a vacuum for Democratic leadership. He was trying to fill it. And
he was thinking about himself for 28.
He was thinking about himself.
There was almost like a different Tim Walls. Here, he'd be more measured. On the road, he'd be far lefty, tossing
resistance.
Out.
He was leading the resistance.
Right.
Like a sort of Bernie Sanders in a more reasonable, like approachable, neighborly package.
Yeah. Completely unlike the middle-of-the-road conservative, middle-of-the-road centrist he was 15 years ago in Congress.
Oh, yeah.
Not close.
Right. And the first time he ran for governor. Now, the world has changed also, so maybe you change. I'm not opposed to people changing.
Yeah.
But it is.
That's an understatement for Jason.
Right there. But it is a different deal, right? I think that Walls, in the way he handled Trump, totally miscalculated. And I wish if he ever would have come on during that period, we could have asked him, like, what is the end game? What is the goal of this? And I think today our politics is not really interested in results. They're interested in the show, the fight, the argument. But I'm not saying you have to kiss the ring of Donald Trump, but he is the president for the next 4 years. And if you really care about Minnesota, shouldn't you be trying
to
get the best? I think he does too.
Right.
Oh, yeah. And I think he's a good man. Like, I think people want to turn him into this monster.
I do too. I think he should not run for re-election. I wasn't going to vote for him. The fraud was egregious. But if you're telling me, I have to say Donald Trump is just not a good man. I believe that 100%. You do too.
Yep.
Tim Walls, let this go on. I would like to see definitive proof that he did or didn't know.
Yep.
I think that's still a huge question. But as a human being, I still think he's a decent person. I do. Yeah. I was going to vote for him. So I get a little bit what you're saying. But man.
Why not just come back and get to work? Why not just stop, lay low a bit, come back, run the state, get in front of fraud?
The guy who has emerged from really his candidacy being done to now the leader is Gavin Newsom.
Yeah.
Because all he's done is engage in a humorous way.
Different style, right?
Right. And that is allowed. It looked like Newsom had missed his window, right? He's from wacky, lefty California. He can't be a part of it. But now the humor has brought him back.
And he's talked to, like, righties, right? Like, he's had right-wing people on his podcast.
Charlie Kirk on his podcast.
So
he had Ben Shapiro on his podcast.
But that's not what Walls has done.
So I mentioned this, was it this hour or last hour, where I was most critical of Walls, including Gestapo Nazi. Yeah. Never have used those words. I will never use those words. I would never consider voting for Donald Trump. He's not Adolf Hitler. Let me say it again. He's not Adolf Hitler. He's not close to Adolf Hitler. But when he was openly musing, when Trump took 2 or 3 days off from social media and people were wondering if there was some health thing, and he was joking about it like, hopeful of right. something bad to happen. That's gross. Yeah. That's awful.
Yep.
You know, I just think there was a lot of material where you're going after the state where I think most governors would have responded. I really do.
You know, I think we've seen the roadmap, though, from you look at the mayor of San Francisco and how he talked Donald Trump out of sending the National Guard to San Francisco.
Yeah, but he wasn't already in the meat grinder like Walls was.
And Walls,
he was new material.
Well, Walls put himself in there. He put himself in there.
Yeah, I think I believe,
and maybe I'm wrong, you can never know.
No, I think it's a fair argument to
but
bring.
I do believe if he came back,
and just said, I'm not going to acknowledge him.
Just ignored it. Like, I'm focused on Minnesota instead of trying to build a national profile for a potential second run.
Okay, so let's say he does that because we've got a minute here.
Yeah.
Let's say he does that and there's still an egregious amount of fraud here. And it's small. Because Skinny said recently, all the smallies have to go. Everyone. Would 2,000 Homeland Security agents be here today, do you think? If he just stays quiet, Walls.
With the fraud, maybe that fraud really like they were, I think they were looking for their chance. And then that big number, that 9 billion. Yep.
And the idea that Donald Trump is going to back away because of yesterday.
No way.
No chance.
Yeah.
Jason, give me one guess coming up here.
Lura Goose.
The Goose coming up next.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.